Chapter 5. But which, benumbed at birth by momentary chance or while, has missed its hope, to be embodied on the earth, and under voicings of this loss to man's futurity may wake regret in me. At a lunar eclipse, thy shadow, earth, from pole to central sea, now steals along upon the moon's meek shine in even monochrome and curving line of imperturbable serenity. How shall I link such sun-cast symmetry with the torn troubled form I know as thine, that profile, blessed as a brow divine, with continents of moil and misery? And can immense mortality but throw so small a shade, and heaven's high human scheme be hemmed within the coasts yon arc implies? Is such the stellar gauge of earthly show, nation at war with nation, brains that teem, heroes, and women fairer than the skies? The lacking sense seen. A sad colored landscape, wadded veil. Time, whence comes the mother's moody look amid her labors, as of one who all unwittingly has wounded where she loves? Why weaves she not her world webs to according lutes and tabors, with nevermore this too remorseful air upon her face, as of angel fallen from grace? To her look is but her story. Construe not its symbols keenly. In her wonder works, yea, surely has she wounded where she loves. The sense of ills misdealt for blisses blanks the mean most queenly, self-smitings kill self-joys, and everywhere beneath the sun such deeds her hands have done. 3. And how explains thy ancient mind her crimes upon her creatures, these fallings from her fair beginnings, woundings where she loves, into her would-be perfect motions, modes, effects, and features admitting cramps, black humors, wan decay, and baleful blights, distress into delights? IVH. Knowest thou not her secret yet, her vainly veiled deficience, whence it comes that all unwittingly she wounds the lives she loves? That sightless are those orbs of hers, which bar to her omniscience, brings those fearful unfulfillments, that dread ravage through her zones whereat all creation groans. She whispers it in each pathetic strenuous slow endeavor, when in mothering she unwittingly sets wounds on what she loves, yet her primal doom pursues her, faultful, fatal is she ever, though so deft, and nigh to vision, is her facile finger touch, that the seers marvel much. Why deal, then, her groping skill no scorn, no note of malediction, not long on he will press the hand, that hurts the lives it loves. And while she dares dead reckoning on, in darkness of affliction, assist her where thy creaturely dependence can or may, for thou art of her clay. To life, O life with the sad seared face, I weary of seeing thee, and thy draggled cloak, and thy hobbling pace, and thy too forced pleasantry. I know what thou wouldst tell of death, time, destiny. I have known it long, and know too well what it all means for me. But canst thou not array thyself in rare disguise, and feign like truth, for one mad day, that earth is paradise? I'll tune me to the mood, and mum with thee till eve, and maybe what as interlude I feign, I shall believe. Doom and she, there dwells a mighty pair slow, statuesque, intense amid the vague immense. None can their chronicle declare, nor why they be, nor whence. Two, mother of all things made, matchless in artistry, unlit with sight as she, and though her ever well obeyed vacant of feeling he. 3. The matron mildly asks a throb in every word, her clay-made creatures, Lord, how fare they in their mortal tasks upon earth's bounded board? The fate of those I bear, dear Lord, pray turn and view, and notify me true, shapings that eyelessly I dare maybe I would undo. Times from lairs of life methinks I catch a groan, or multitudinous moan, as though I had schemed a world of strife, working by touch alone. Thy old weaver, he replies, scan all thy domain, but since nor joy nor pain doth my clear substance recognize, I read thy realms in vain. Thy old weaver, what is grief? And what are right, and wrong, and feeling, that belong to creatures all who owe thee fief? What worse is weak than strong? Be enlightened, curious, meek, she broods in sad surmise. Some say they have heard her sighs on alpine height or polar peak, when the night tempests rise. the problem, shall we conceal the case, or tell it we who believe the evidence? Here and there the watchtowers knell it with a sullen significance, heard of the few who hearken intently, and carry an eagerly upstrained sense. Hearts that are happiest hold not by it. Better we let, then, the old view reign. Since there is peace in it, why decry it? Since there is comfort, why disdain? Note not the pigment the while, that the painting determines humanity's joy and pain. The subalterns, I, poor wanderer, said the leaden sky, fain would lighten thee, but there be laws in force on high which say it must not be. Two, would not freeze thee, shorn one, cried the north, knew I but how to warm my breath, to slack my stride, but I am ruled as thou. Three, O morrow I attack thee, white, said sickness. And I swear I bear thy little ark no spite, but am bid enter there. Ivy, om hither, son, I heard death say, did not will a grave should end thy pilgrimage today, but I too, am a slave. We smiled upon each other then, and life to me wore less that fell, contoured warrior, when they owned their passiveness. The sleep worker, when wilt thou wake, O mother, wake and see as one who, held in trance, has labored long by vacant road and prepossession strong the coils that thou hast wrought unwittingly, wherein have place, unrealized by thee, fair growths, foul cankers, right enmeshed with wrong, strange orchestras of victim shriek and song, and curious blends of ache and ecstasy? Should that morn come, and show thy opened eyes all that life's palpitating tissues feel, how wilt thou bear thyself in thy surprise? Wilt thou destroy, in one wild shock of shame, thy whole high-heaving firmamental frame, or patiently adjust, amend, and heal? The bullfinches, bother bullies, let us sing from the dawn till evening. For we know, not that we go, not when the day's pale pinions fold unto those who sang of old. When I flew to Blackmoor Vale, whence the green-gowned fairies hail, roosting near them, I could hear them speak of queenly nature's ways, means, and moods, well known to fays. All we creatures, nigh and far, said they there, the mothers are. Yet she never shows endeavor to protect from warring's wild bird or beast she calls her child. Busy in her handsome house known as space, she falls a drowse. Yet, in seeming, works on dreaming, while beneath her groping hands fiends make havoc in her bands. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.